Moving on, U.S. President Barack Obama calls on Senate to delay imposing new sanctions on Iran, rejecting criticism by senators that Washington has not been tough on Iran. White House spokesman Jay Carney says that Obama has met top Democrats and Republicans from the Senate Armed Services, Intelligence and Foreign Relations Committees and urged them to delay any decision on new Iran sanctions. As Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are slated to hold fresh rounds of nuclear talks in Geneva on Wednesday, Obama tells the senators that new sanctions should not be enacted during the current negotiations. Meanwhile, a group of senators wrote to Secretary of State John Kerry calling on the administration to make a tougher line on anti-Iran sanctions. The senators warned that easing the sanctions would not force Iran to abandon its pursuit of an alleged nuclear weapon. Obama says the proposed deal would permit a modest lifting of the economic sanctions on Iran. Professor Nader Barghezadeh joins me from Irvine for his thoughts. Welcome, sir. Professor, it's interesting. On the one hand, President Obama calls for a halt in passing new sanctions against Iran. Yet on the other hand, he says all options are on the table. Which are we to believe? And so how serious is Washington in resolving Iran's nuclear issue?
Mr. Obama is very serious about this. I think you have to recognize he's under a lot of pressure from different directions, conservatives, the Israeli lobby, and he's doing everything he can to get this ball moving. Mr. Kerry spent a lot of time with Mr. Zarif in Geneva last time, and I think they really want to get this phase out of the way and find a way to resolve their differences. And he has used a lot of capital of his political capital of his administration to get this going before any more sanctions are put down by the Senate and Congress. So in a way, he's in a very tough situation. I think he was successful. I heard some interviews that senators, they said they're going to pause and wait to see what will happen. 3 more days is not going to impact new sanctions. So he's given all the ammunition that he needs to move forward. Those other things about all options are on the table, I think nothing has changed. He keeps repeating that, and I think that has been his policy ever since. But I think he really wants to get this first phase of agreement taken care of, and I think the two sides are very close from what I have read so far.
But I mean, do you think the United States will reach a deal with Iran at the expense of compromising what it says, security, Israel's security?
So Israel's security is a very important issue for the United States. I think that should be clear for people that already know that. I think, what they're trying to do is to basically pause the expansion of Iranian nuclear activities. I think that should be considered a win-win for the Israeli government as well, because they maintain their capabilities in chemical and nuclear bombs, and so there's absolutely no difference. I think a former Mossad head had an interview with Christian Amanpour, and they said Israel is indestructible. So there should be no discussion about that. The security of Israel is intact. I think what's important here to come up with an agreement with Iran to go to the next phase, kind of reduce the tension after many, many years, and this should be a win-win situation for both sides. I think Mr. Rouhani emphasized that we want to be able to maintain a good relationship and we want to protect our rights. I think those should be the main issues, and I'm hopeful that the next 2 or 3 days, if the spoilers will not interfere with this, there would be an agreement and we will see what will happen after that.
Okay, you're saying that there would be an agreement, but what would be the repercussions if there is no agreement?
It would be difficult to say, but I think the pressure would be a lot on the people that made this not happen. I think if there is no agreement, I think Iran probably will continue with its nuclear activities and expand the resources, and also many differences between U.S. and Iran will be left on the table. I have a feeling that both sides are anxious to make this happen, and that's why this third phase of negotiation in Geneva was put forward. At this stage, if the French are not going to pull another fast one on this agreement, I think maybe this is done. I think there have been conversations between the President Rouhani and other presidents that was in the news, and hopefully when they go to meet this next 2 or 3 days, there are not going to be any surprises. I think this is the last meeting. There were some surprises. as Mr. Zarif mentioned, last minute there were some changes. Let's hope this time everybody will do their homework and they come to the meeting with their mind of trying to get this thing done. It's been taking so long, and everybody wants this to be resolved because this will solve other problems, hopefully, in the Middle East.
All right. On that note, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Professor Nader Boghazadeh from Irvine. Thanks for your time there, sir.